One of the issues raised in the wake of riots after the death of Freddie Gray was the lack of jobs in his neighborhood. More than a quarter of the adults there are out of work. It's not just a lack of jobs that's the problem. It's making sure people who get past the interview can hold those jobs down. WIPR's Kenneth Burns visits one place focused on solving the problem.
The One Stop Career Center is where Baltimore City residents get ready to go to work.
Over there is our digital learning lab. That's where people get free computer training.
It's a place where residents can find jobs, update their skills, and make sure their resume is in good shape. But the center also aims to avoid situations like this one described by Kelly Little. He's the former executive director of the Druid Heights Community Development Corporation. A company approached his organization in April wanting to hire people from the community.
We sent out word to the community. We had a bunch of men and women show up on a Saturday. And even before the Saturday, we helped people put their resumes together and things like that. So that Saturday, 100 people showed up. They couldn't even interview everyone.
Out of that group of 100 that showed up, 14 people were hired. But something happened before Little left the CDC.
Talked to the gentleman a couple of days ago, last week, and found that of the 14 people that he hired, he only had two still with him.
The people who were no longer with the company were not fired.
The other 12 stopped coming. Just over a three-week period, you know, stopped showing up for work.
The Mayor's Office of Employment Development, known within city government as MOED, operates two one-stop career centers. One is East Madison Street. George Grimes oversees the one based at Mondawmin Mall in Northwest Baltimore. He says in addition to job skills, many people need soft skills, work ethic. And building work ethic means building trust with the people who come in.
We can give all the information out that we want, but if the person doesn't think you care, or they think you're even at worst being condescending or belittling them, they don't hear you, and I don't care how great your information is, they just don't hear you.
But it's more than just work ethic. Grimes says the center's career navigators help job seekers address barriers to work that most people don't think about. The center helps people earn their high school diplomas, which is essential for even basic jobs, but also simple barriers like
transportation. If you can't get to and from work, even if you get the job, you're going to get fired because you're always late, you know, or you're absent, that sort of thing. So there are things that we need to help people square away.
But for some of the center's job seekers, the biggest barrier is in their past, a criminal record. The Northwest One-Stop Center also has another center within to address those criminal records. Grimes says they assist those re-entering society on how to talk about their past in job interviews.
There's ways to let somebody know, yeah, I made a mistake in the past, but that was not who I am. I'm somebody else now, and we're moving forward.
Grimes says a one-on-one approach lets the navigators teach job skills alongside work ethic and come up with a plan to overcome barriers to employment. He says it's not a sitting in a classroom for hours approach. It's doing whatever it takes to get job seekers employed. I'm Kenneth Burns in Northwest Baltimore for 88.1 WIPR.
This report is part of a collaboration between 88.1 WYPR and 88.9 WEAA with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.